This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters, continuing the acts of worship that we have been doing in Ramadan, post-Ramadan, some of these acts of worship, we would be able to do them exactly the way we were doing them in Ramadan, and some of them we won't. I give you an example, the issue of fasting. We cannot keep on fasting after Ramadan the same way that we were fasting in Ramadan, because the day of Eid alone happens to be a day when fasting is prohibited. And thereafter, to fast every single day of the whole month, besides the month of Ramadan, is against the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And the scholars have spoken about the ruling, but we are not supposed to be doing that. So when it comes to prayer, that is something very interesting. Would you not agree that Salah is one of the five pillars of Islam? And amazingly, there are five prayers. So one of the five pillars, and there's five prayers. And it's spaced out during the day. You have the pre-sunrise prayer. That is known as Salatul Fajr. Allah Almighty wants us to get up. If we've been getting up through the month of Ramadan for prayer, for food, for so many other things, we've been engaging in a lot of goodness and extra voluntary prayer in Ramadan, surely if we had to get up just for 4 units of prayer, it's not much. But the getting up is the difficult part. The washing yourself is the difficult part. Making it to the masjid is a difficult part. But even if you were reading at home for any valid reason, still it's not that easy. So the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, tells us the 2 units of Fajr Sunnah that you pray just before the compulsory one has a reward. Because it is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. Rak'ata al-fajri khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. The 2 units are better than the whole world and whatever is in it. If such great reward and value was attached to the 2 sunnah, sunnah meaning not even the compulsory 2 units, only 2 units are compulsory for Fajr, for the pre-dawn. It doesn't take more than a few minutes. But before that, you can voluntarily add 2 sunnah. And it's highly recommended, so it shouldn't be missed. However, it's still not compulsory. But the Prophet says, may peace be upon him, if you are going to fulfill those 2, the reward is greater than the whole world and whatever it has. So imagine what reward we would be getting for fulfilling that which is farad and compulsory. The reason I say this is, Allah Almighty tells us in a hadith Qudsi that, O my worshippers, there is nothing more loved by me than that which I have made compulsory for you to do. Nothing more loved by me than that which I made compulsory. So if something that's not compulsory holds such a great reward, imagine what reward that which is compulsory would hold for you and I. So that motivates me to get up for Salatul Fajr. That motivates me to say, if my Lord is going to be so pleased by me getting up on time because the benefit is mine, that's what it is. Because the benefit is mine, he doesn't benefit from it. He doesn't benefit at all. It doesn't harm him, nor does it help him. If you fulfilled it or did not fulfill it for Allah, it's all the same. But for us, we would earn the pleasure of Allah. Yes, indeed, he would be happy if we did it. Absolutely. But the benefit is ours, not his. So if Allah's ready to give me such a great reward for something, surely there has to be a massive benefit for me. Take a look at the world. People get up so early in the morning to do their stretches. They get up to do their exercises. They get up to do their breathing, their early morning jog. And these are people at times not even believers. They probably don't even know about the five pillars and about the salah and its timing. But we who are believers, we know the timing, but we don't appreciate it until we're told by someone whom we think is professional. Well, the most professional of all was the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Take a look at his words, his teachings, amazing. Here he is telling us that the two units of prayer hold such a great reward. Get up early and fulfill them. So after Ramadan, I'd like to continue with my acts of worship, starting with my five daily prayers. I'm going to make sure that I get up on time no matter what. The difficult part is to get up, to wash up, and then to stand and pray. And sometimes people might want to go back to bed. Although, depending on your time zone and when you got to go to work and what responsibilities you have and so on, it's not recommended to sleep after Salatul Fajr. Although, it's not prohibited. You may do so if need be, or if you're living in a time zone where the timing is quite awkward. May Allah make it easy for us. Then you have the second prayer of the day, the Dhuhr, just after midday. Then you have the third one, late afternoon. Then you have the fourth one at sunset, just after sunset. And you have the fifth one a little bit after that when the sky is dark. The timing of all of this is unique. My brothers, my sisters, don't miss your prayer. No matter what, pray. If you happen to be in a condition where you cannot stand, you're allowed to sit. If you cannot sit, you're allowed to lie down and fulfill your prayer. If you happen to be in a condition where you cannot use water to wash yourself, you're allowed to do what is known as tayammum. You can read about it. You can learn about it. It is to cleanse yourself without water because you're unable, for a valid reason, to use that particular water. From all of this, we get to learn that Allah Almighty has really made things easy for us, very easy for us. He wants us to get it done, whether we like it or not, subhanAllah. Well, we would end up liking it anyway, because we're believers, we should be liking it. But if you get it done, what I mean by like it or not is whether it's easy or difficult, get it done. You will have a reward. Think for a moment. The blessing of it comes back to you over time. If you have a rock, even a rock, when there is a droplet of water that is dropping on one spot every single day, throughout the day and night, you will find as hard as that rock is, there will be a hole in the rock, and the erosion will cause the hole in a solid rock just because of a droplet of water that kept coming. So this consistency and persistency is something we need to learn. When you're praying, people say, I started praying, but I don't see the benefit. Wait, hang on, my brothers, my sisters, that's not how it is. Here it goes. You start praying and holistically your life begins to change. Over time, you become a totally different person. You become changed, beautiful, softened. Your character develops. You start caring for each other. Those who swear you, you don't swear them back. You have a relationship with your maker. You smile because you know Allah accepted you to fulfill prayers. That's the most beautiful thing ever. When Allah loves you, He makes it easy for you to do the right things. That's a sign of the love of Allah. May Allah love all of us. And who does Allah love? Those who try, those who make an effort, those who are determined, those who are really focused, and they continue asking the Almighty for guidance and they continue to work towards it. Hence, in the five daily prayer, there is something that we do and something we say that's amazing. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ In the surah that we have to read, the little portion of the Quran, we say, guide us to the straight path. O our Lord, guide us to the straight path. Guide us to the straight path. And we continue with this supplication. We repeat it so many times. If you ask the Almighty genuinely to guide you to the straight path, O my Maker, guide me to the path, the straight path, the path of those whom you have favored, not the path of those who are astray or those who have earned your anger or those who are astray. We want to be guided to the straight path of our Maker. Whoever made us, guide us towards worshiping you alone and take us to paradise. And if you ask the Almighty genuinely, sincerely to guide you, He will open the doors of guidance. If you really would like to improve, Allah will make it easy for you to improve. Then a sign of His love is when He has accepted you to do the beautiful things. What is compulsory on you, you start doing it, and it becomes easier and easier as time passes. You become more focused, more dedicated. Sign of the love of Allah. But I want to add something. Many times it's a struggle for many people throughout their lives. As they grow older, it still is a struggle. I'm struggling with my 5 daily prayers. I'm struggling sometimes 4, sometimes 3, sometimes I hit 5. Jackpot, mashallah. My brothers and sisters, remember, if you're struggling and you make an effort and you push yourself, you get a multiplied reward. You will get a multiplied reward. We are human beings. We have so many things that actually bring us down. So many things that weigh on us. We have a lot of responsibility and distraction. And so much that happens around us as human beings. Allah says, when you push yourself for the sake of Allah, Allah will have mercy on you. You push yourself because Allah has only made it compulsory for you, knowing that the benefit that will return to you in this world to begin with, and then the next, is tremendous. When you see it, you will really be thankful to Allah Almighty for having guided you towards the 5 daily prayers. So I know so many people say, it's tough, it's really difficult, I'm trying, I live in a time zone, I go to work, I have examinations, I have school. My brothers and sisters, do your best and make sure that you pray. I want to end by telling you the bonus. When you're on a journey, Allah Almighty has issued rulings where the shortening of a prayer is dictated, and even combining some of the prayers due to our inability of making those prayers or the difficulty of the journey and so on, according to many schools of thought. And you know what? That is dictated by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So if you are permitted to shorten and combine due to journey because I couldn't, it goes to show, do it however you have to do it, make sure it is done, and ask the scholars and ensure that you made use of whatever Allah Almighty has blessed you with. May Allah grant us all goodness, and I pray we can continue post-Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر